digitally, you'll get an open world Harry Potter adventure world. So that's a huge area of obviously everything's Harry Potter. So there's Godric's Hollow, there's Hogsmeade, there is, you know, Hogwarts itself, the Great Lake, the Chamber of Secrets, the Ministry of Magic. Loads of great Harry Potter themed content. So my ethos with it was there needs to be something from every movie. There needs to be something from every book. So, you know, you'll have Godric's Hollow. You'll have, you know, something from, you know, the Chamber of Secrets from movie two. There'll be something from each, something iconic from each movie and from each book. Because we're not telling a story with the Harry Potter world. We're giving people a world to explore, and that's kind of how it sort of knitted together, and we then pieced everything together in a layout that's as authentic as it can be, in terms of things being in the right, you know, the Forbidden Forest is where it should be, the lakes where it should be, and so on, and then layer up that world with sort of content, and there's also a battle arena, which in this instance is based on the Quidditch pitch. And battle arenas is where you can take any of your toys from any of the 2 years and play competitively up to four players. And it's kind of a new thing for year two, which is just something new and exciting to use your toys to interact with.